all should have an online business or trying to get our social media popping. What does that take and what does that look like? Well, let's talk about it. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I am Nikitra, the host of The Creative Album. Before we jump in today's topic, how about we roll up, pull out your blunts and herbs? This is how I set the tone here. I just want to put it out there that I embrace cannabis and I want to be affiliated with the industry in some type of way. So what great place to start than online, in which I guys to join and unlock exclusive content right here on the podcast. We cover topics of spirituality, lifestyle, entertainment, and whatever else comes up. I guess I'll start off by talking about cannabis. It's becoming quote-unquote legalized in more places. Something that is natural of this earth is legal. Did you catch that? Why is it so popular? Why is there so much hype behind it? Why is it in politics? How much money is involved with cannabis? It's projected to be a $1 billion industry, and yes, I want some of it. I think it's a male-dominated industry, and I want to bring my touch to it. I'm interested in the flower itself, as well as accessories, fashion, and setting up events like smoke and paint or a smoke lounge. It excites me, although I haven't smoked in months. I do plan to smoke again. I just do it for leisure purposes, for recreation, you know? I like the medicinal effects that it has for the body and mind, even though I'm still doing research in regards to what is the best strain for certain ailments and the appropriate amount to use. Indica boosts your energy. Sativa is more calming and relaxing. I do know that much. Now, how to identify the difference between the two? I just have to trust what I'm told, and you just gotta try it out. I have heard of people throwing cannabis-themed parties, but I have never been to one yet. There's this girl that I follow who's blowing up that does music and hosts these events called Zen and Kush, and I want to go when I get a chance. When you're smoking, it's all about the experience, right? Well, I'm getting into something that I don't know a lot about. It's controversial and attached to many people who have or are serving jail time. So I understand why people are afraid to touch this. Have to be bold, courageous, take risk if you want to be wealthy, right? You have to do something different than what the majority, the masses are doing, right? Somebody tell me what I need to know to live a life of wealth, riches, love, peace, and prosperity. Cannabis is probably not the answer, but in the meantime, I'ma hit this blunt, okay? Yes. Okay, moving on to, I'm trying to figure out how I can have a cannabis-related business and avoid some type of trouble. It may happen somewhere down the line, but I don't want to let some made-up fear stop me, preventing me from money. And if that's what it's all about, then I'm on to something, because this year I plan to go further, go higher and bigger than ever before. Something has to break. Something has to pop. And I am ready for it. It's like, wait, you don't like me if I don't have money? Then help me get it then. Do you have money to offer? Then on the other side of that, it's like, what's the problem? You mad because I got buku money? These large corporations and institutions earn big money off of our labor, but so many don't have at least $1,000 in savings. The way things have been set up don't serve the people, and the truth of that is being revealed as more and more people are waking up as the divine feminine rises. You know, how we treat cannabis is a representation of how we treat the earth. And right now, it's like we only want to make a profit off of her, exploit her, extract her for her goods. And that's a form of abuse when you don't give back and honor the things that benefit you. So I'll just talk about cannabis, build up an audience that has the same interests, and go from there. I've actually come across a few cannabis podcasts that I like, and it's interesting to see what others have come up with, especially since one of the benefits is in creativity. That's why I think it's going to work for this project that I'm working on. Creativity is an important factor in life because when you're in a tough situation, you can use your creativity to get you out. And that's what I intend to do here with the creative album. Put my art out and allow it to touch someone's life. Now, let's get to what goes on behind the scenes of an online business. First, I'll say, if it ain't making money, then it's not working. But that is a Western, capitalistic, patriarchal way of looking at things. It's been a while since I have been in the corporate world, and I don't want to bring that same type of behavior or mindset over to online business, especially, I don't think it's going to work because many people are tired of the old way, no longer working. The challenge to getting someone to buy from you over the internet is to build trust. We're looking for connection and relationship. And that's what I got to do from the beginning. Be real, honest, and use my power of vulnerability. The question is, what are you in the market for today? What are you searching the internet for? With this project, I am in the realm of luxury, leisure, and entertainment. I'm at the point where I'm doing work that is fulfilling and rewarding instead of seeking profits first. And let me tell you, it is a tough habit to get out of. You know, the cycle of the rat race. But we are heading into a new world, a new direction. With all these apps, sites, tools, and technology that we have these days, we can literally make money online through our phones, computers, laptops, and I'm trying to get in on that. Give me some of that, okay? Well, I want to hear about your online business or tell me what you want to start in the community chat so that we can take action towards that because it seems like in a few years, this is going to be the mainstream and you don't want to be outdated like a Flintstone, do you? No. So whatever ideas you have, put them out there. The world is waiting on what you got. Having an online business feels contradicting to everything I know about business, but that's why I'm continuing to press on, learn from others, and hope that someone appreciates the work that I put out. Well, that's what I have for you guys right now. Y'all go check out my website listed in the description. Send me some money to Cash App, PayPal, Venmo so that I could go shopping for spring. Be sure to follow the podcast, and we will meet up next time on the Creative Album. Nikitra Berard.